We are learning Masechtas Gittin, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning by the two dots on top of Yud Beis Amud Aleph. We learned in the Mishnah that according to the Machlokes, if being freed as an Eved is a Choyv or not. According to Rameyer, it's a Choyv, and therefore the Baal could be Choyzer. But Chavim say, no, get is Haka a Choyv, it's bad for the Isha, therefore there's no Schia. But Shichur is good. And he says, what's Pshat? Because Lamaisa, if you want to hold back Mazonis from your Eved, you could. So the Gemara thought right now, the Pnei Yeshua explains, is that the reason why the Maila of an Eved to be freed is, what he's gaining is that until now, he has to work for the master, and he doesn't get Mazonis. The master could hold back Mazonis from him. But after he gets freed, then, even though he's not getting Mazonis from his Baal either, from the master either, but at least he could work for his money. So Mar's kasha is like this. Shemamino, we see from here, or it's not a kasha, but we see from here that Yachal Rav Loi Merle Eved Asei Imi Ve'Ein Zoncha. The Chayyim see from here that a master could tell his Eved, you have to work for me, but I'm not giving you food. So you see, the Chayyim Tzarai could do that. So Mar says, no. Hachamay Eskinon Do Amalei Tzei Ma'isi Yedecha Levzer Nesecha. The way you could stop giving food to your Eved is by telling the Eved, you know what? You could keep your wages and use it for your mezonos. And Im Kain, so why is it then he's chus to get a freed? Because the Ma'aseh says, other Ma'aseh are being Be'charim. The other Ma'aseh, so Be'charim has other things he could do. He's free. He's not an Eved anymore. That was the Ma'aseh. And the Ma'aseh, he doesn't have a gain that he gets Mazonis no matter what. Because here, the master could tell him, you know what, I'm not giving you Mazonis anymore, but your wages will go towards your Mazonis. So, for anything more, the Kavasei Gabi Isha, the Omalei Tzi Ma'aseh Decha V'Zonisecha, Isha Amayloi. So the Chayra, if the same case we're saying by Isha still gets Mazinus, what's the case? It got to be the same case. We're telling the Isha, use your wages for Mazinus. So by Isha, why can't you say that? Lechayra, why do you have to still give her Mazinus? I had said, see my Sazdecha, Mazinus Secha. You told her, use your wages for your Mazinus. And for the Gemara of Loi Sopka, it wasn't enough wages for her food. So the halacha is, by a Baal, a husband has to support his wife. Masha Inkein, Evan Na. For the Gemara, Evan Na, Loi Sopka, so why don't you have to support the Evan? Zok the Gemara, Avda the Nahoyim Kresel Shavil Amari Ulmarse Lamayim Isvayi. A Eved that doesn't work hard enough that he can pay for his own food is not worth anything, and therefore he's not Machuyiv to give the Eved anymore. Let him go collect. I'm not Machuyiv to support my Eved if he can't even afford to pay for his own food. Mashaykh and Isha, there's a Tanai Ksuba, you have to give him Mazonis no matter what. So therefore, even if you say Tzimah Sedech Mazonis Secha, but if it's not enough wages for her food, then you have to support her. That's the Chiyuv of a Baal. And therefore, that's the Milo of a Isha over a Eved. And therefore, the Rabbanan saying that the Isha has a Milo being married, she gets Mazonis no matter what. Even if wages don't cover. Masha Inkin Eved, if his wages don't cover, he will not get Mazonis. So we have no raya to the shayla of Yochel Rav Loim Le'Eved Asei Menachem Zoncha. We don't have a raya to the shayla of Ma'aseh right now, because we're saying, our Mishnah is talking where you told the Eved, use your Ma'aseh Yadayim for your Mazonis. Let's try bringing another raya. Toshima says, Eved, says in the Brayos like this, Eved Shigolo L'Ori Miklot. The Eved that killed someone B'Shay, Yilachi is, he has to go into Golos, L'Ori Miklot. So the Halacha is, the Brayos says, Ein Rabbi Chayav L'Zoynoi, that his master is not M'chuyiv to give him Mazonis. Not only that, he's not mechuyev to give mazonis, but the ma'aseh yadayim, his wages that he's working in the Ori HaMiklot, his wages go to his master. So see, very clear, the master is not supporting him, not giving him mazonis, and still the ma'aseh yadav go to his master. So you see, you could tell your Eved, you have to still work for me, but you're not getting any mazonis from me. So you could do that, but first. Zok to Gemara. You could tell the Eved, work for me, and I'm not giving you Mazonis. So my answer is, the case was that you told the Eved when you went to Ori Miklot, here, use your own wages for your Mazonis. Frank the Gemara, so if that's the case, so then it says in the Brayos over here, ain't Rabbi Chayav L'Zoynoi, but the Ma'aseh Yadav go L'Rabbi. What are you talking about? You just said, the answer, the Gemara was saying that, he said, say Ma'aseh Dech L'Zoynoi Zecha. So what does that mean? That Ma'aseh Yadav go to the Rabbi, why does it go L'Rabbi? And more La'adafa. It means if he makes more wages than his Mazonis, so of course the owner still owns him, therefore the owner gets the extra wages, anything more than Mazonis. That's what it means. It means you're not giving him Mazonis, you still get the wages, but it means the wages up to the Mazonis, of course, he keeps himself to pay for his food. Frank the Gemara, Adolfo Pshita, that's possible. You won't need a brisa to tell me that if he's working and he covers his mezainis, of course you get the extra. You own the Evan. Pshita. Ma'otem ekim nechi leslay. Lo yavlay, since if he doesn't have enough wages, you're not giving him mezainis. So ki islay nami, if he has enough wages, maybe lo yilishku menei, you should let him save it as reserves, just in case he's not working out so good. He should have reserves for his mezainis. Kemash malon, you don't have to do that. So the chiddush of this brisa is that you're not giving mezainis, you get the extra ma'aseh da'im. The havamin will be is let the Eved keep the extra ma'aseh da'im as reserves for his mezainis. For anything more akasha, if that's the halacha, I teach you about hadafa, that there's no din, that he keeps the hadafa, that the extra you get, that's the chiddush. Why have to be ari miklot? Ma'ashal ari miklot. Vos epes ari miklot. So now, why is the kasha dafka now? Till now, if we said the pshat in the brisa was a chiddush, that you could tell the Eved that I'm not giving you mezainis, but the wages go to me, then we understood why it's not already miklat. Why? So Tosfos explains that there we knew the svara, because it says in the pasuk, we'll see in a second, it says that when he goes to already miklat, it says, v'nos el ech achas min ha'orim ha'el v'chai. So then, v'chai, they have to give him chiyus. So there, we thought, the gavi mezainis v'shor itself, there would be a major chiddush to say, even the Ari Miklat, I could say, work for me and don't take any, I'm not giving you mezainis. That was the second chiddush. But now that we're saying it's only the hadafa, so we didn't understand what's the chiddush of Ari Miklat. Maishna Ari Miklat. Sagrach min avachai, over the chiddush of tvei, maybe you should give him even extra chiyas, give him reserves, let him keep the reserves. Kamash lo, no. So akaponim, well, how we're answering the raya from this case is we're saying Yitaka saying use your ma'aseh da'im for mezainis, but you're not taking the ma'aseh da'im away and not giving mezainis, so it's not a raya. Break the moment. Can I say for? It says in the sefer this brisa. Aval isha shegos l'ari miklot. A isha that goes to the ari miklot. Ba'al chayav mezainis. Ba'al is chayav mezainis. Mechlal d'loy omar lo. It must be. Didn't say tzi ma'aseh da'echa v'tenasecha. He didn't say use your wages for your mezainis. The omar lo ba'al amay chayav. Then why we chayav? So in the sefer it says the Yechayev and the Isha, Yechayev and the Isha's Mezainis, obviously not talking about Tzima Yisidach and Mezainis Secha, because if you said that, if you said use your wages, so why Yechayev? Umi the Sefer Le'am Allah, Reish Na'am Allah. And if the Sefer is the way you didn't say this, Reish also, but the Eved also, you didn't say it. So Chorot Zeraya, I say Imi, V'lo Yenak Yenim Mezainis. So Gemara says, no. Lo'ilam the Amalei, you told the Isha Tzima Yisidach and Mezainis Secha, V'Isha V'lo Yisafka. And because the same case like the ratio, talking about Yitzet Tzai, so why not give him mezainis? She didn't make enough wages. Isha doesn't have such good high pay. She didn't make enough wages to cover her mezainis. For the Gemara, but the Kohen Sefer, this isn't the Sefer of that Sefer, then you're allowed to hold back the mezainis. Mechlal the ratio, Lo'am Allah. Sounds like the ratio is talking about you didn't say, Tzimai Sedecha Mezainis Secha. So Gemara says, Hachkama. If it's enough for Amalot, then it's mutter to hold back mezainis from her. For anything more mezapekes, if she has enough mezainis, my man, what's the chiddush? Ma'od the tema kol kvoy the vas melach panima. Ma'od the tema, you would think like this, that maybe you now say tzi ma'is yedecha mezainis secha to Isha goes to the Ari Miklot. Why? Because when she's at home, so people know she's a businesswoman or she is a tailor, whatever it is, they come to her house to bring her business. She doesn't have to leave the house. Ma'asheika, when she goes to Ari Miklot, no one knows about her. So she has to go around to sell herself that she could work. And that's not tznius. Kol kvoy de bas melech prima. The kavod of a bas melech, of a isha, bas yisrael, is to be inside. And not, it's not a derech to walk around different cities. And therefore we think that you can't say, tzi ma'is yidecha o mezainis secha. We have to give her mezainis. And we're not machayver to walk around to make wages. Kamash lo, no. That you could say, tzi ma'is yidecha o mezainis secha. So bottom line is, we did not have a raya from here that you could say to the Eved, I say me the ain't zancha. Work for me, and I'm not giving you mezainis. Because we answered the case was that you said use your own wages, and either sefer the sefer also we answered up. It's talking about tzimai sedechem zerzecha, and the ratio of the sefer is talking about there wasn't enough. Therefore, you have to give mezainis. The sefer was enough, and the chiddush was that I could tell that she has to go use her wages for mezainis, even though it's called kvoy devas melach panima. Lemak etanoi maybe this machlekes the shaila of. I say imiva in his uncle, maybe it's like this tonight. Mishima Gamil Aymer, Yokal Evelim, the rabbi, which named Cyrus, a pinesani, or Cien Lacherus. Mishima Gamil says, the Evic is saying, in the days of there's hunger, there's a drought, there's not so much food, so he could tell that master, either you give me food or free me. Vechacham Maimrim, Harashus be out of rabbi. No, the master owns him, he cannot give the master an ultimatum, and the master owns his rights. So, my labs, what's the machlekas Mishima Gamil or Bonon, if the owner has the rights or the Evid has his rights? My love, Hakamef, get the Marasava, Yachal, Marasava, and Yachal. Which means like this. Rashi Gamliel holds that you can't say, I say imi v'loy zoncha. And according to the Rabbanon, you could say, I say imi v'loy zoncha. You could say, work for me, I'm not giving you food. Now, the only question is this. Rashi Gamliel holds you can't say that. So what's the lashon? Oy paraseni, oy hoytzien el cheres. So where does hoytzien el cheres come from here? So Tosfos speaks out. The remarkable Marasava in Yachol that v'hadak tani oy hoytzien el cheres. Zok Tosfos lav dafka el koloimar shehei maisi yodi laatzmi kamal lemacharim. What he means to say this: either give me parnasa or let me keep my own wages and I'll find myself food. That's the katala. So he holds you can't say I say mevloy zanchar. Rabban Chama said you could say it. Maybe that's the machlekes. The Marasava Yachol was in Yachol. Break the Gemara. If that's the case, for Tisbro, that we don't like Rashi Gamliel's lashon. Tisbro, hi, I parnaseni oy tzino cheres oy parnaseni oteli ma'asi yodai beparnasasi barle. This Taisus doichik. They said oteli cheres really means to let me work with my ma'asi yodaim. So let's say first, give me parnasa, or let me use my own wages for my food. Va'oy. Question number two is if this is a shaila of yachol. Of a Rav Yochel, Yochel Rav Leima, I say imi ve'zoncha. Why do we have to make the setting in a drought year? Why oid ma'ishnav shnei suros? Why dafka in hunger years? You have to say this machlekes. Say it regular machlekes. If you could say it or not. So the Gemara, el hok ma'iskinon do amar leit say ma'ishnav dechem ve'zecha. Which means like this: really, kuli yama, you can't say to the eved, work for me and I'm not giving you food. And here the case was, you said, say ma'isi dechem zeresecha. You said here, use your own wages for your food. That you could do. Use your own wages for your food. In years of hunger, it's not enough. His wages don't cover his food. So there's the machlekes. He's telling the master, either give me your food from you, or put me free. Why? Because no way I can live like this. No one's going to have a chmanas on an event. Make me a ben chayim, a regular yid, who's chayiv all the mitzvahs, then they'll have rachmanas on me. But Rabbanon Savri, no. Man de merachem rechari, avnam rachem rachem. That if they have rachmanas on rechari who are collecting, they'll have rachmanas on you as well. You go collecting. Ah, you're not chayiv mitzvahs. Zog rashi, shayach mitzvahs ki isha. At least you have mitzvahs like isha. People have rachmanas on you. So here's a machlekes like this. Everyone agrees you can't tell him, give me your wages, I'm not giving you food. But here, the case was, I told you, keep the wages and pay for your own food. There wasn't enough. Shingler says, I can demand freedom, because that's the only way I'm going to get money if I go collecting. Mashenkin, the opponents say, no, people have Rachmanis on Avad Morsa. That's Machlaikas. Do people have Rachmanis on Avad Morsa? So we don't have a sheetus to the Shaila. It's not even Machlaikas. Here, we worked out this Bryce in a way to say that you can't say it, but we still maybe in Machlaikas, we're still not sure. Toshima, let's see what Rav holds. Toshima, the Omar Rav. Hamakdish Yidei Avdai. Someone makes his the wages of his Eved into Hektish. Oh, you say Eved? So now, the guy doesn't have his own wages. And it's Mashmai, you're not giving him his own. It's why? Because it says, Oyse Eved, Loiva Va'ichel, he borrows money, and he buys food, Va'oyse, and then he works, Upereya, and he pays back the Hava, even though his Ma'isi Daima Hektish, he pays it back. Now, why is he paying it back? The Gemara will explain in a second how he does that, because he earns less than a Shavah Pruta at a time, and the minute he earns a less than a Shavah Pruta, he gives it to the Malva. He pays back his loan with that. And the halacha is that Hektish is not Chal unless the Shavah Pruta. So here we have a guy, the master was Makdish his Ma'isi Yadayim, and he has to borrow to eat, and he pays back Papa Shavah Pruta slowly, where it's not Chal the Hektish on his Ma'isi Yadayim. So what do you see? He doesn't have a Zainus, he's borrowing food, and still, the master has the power to makdish his ma'isi yadayim. Shemami no yochel rav leimel ha'eved ha'seim ha'meizoncha. Because you see, the master has a power to makdish his ma'isi yadayim. It must be the master owns his ma'isi yadayim, even though he's not giving him a zaynus. So goch ma'iskin ha'mailo mezaynus. No, the case over here is he's giving him a zaynus. That's why he owns his ma'isi yadayim. Break the mara yochel l'may loiv ha'vachol. Top on my base. L'may loiv ha'vachol. Why in the world is he borrowing to eat if he has? He's getting mezaynus from his master. He's getting mezaynus. Why is he borrowing? So more lahadafa. He needs extra. He's not, his owner's not giving him enough. He needs extra food. He's a big guy, he needs more food. Frayti Gemara, Velay Malay Hektish, Ad Hashta Sagila Bla Adafa. Until the mice dying were hektish, you're managing fine. Vahashta Nami Tiskla Bladafa. Now also, why do you need Hadafa? And the way the Maram Shif explains the question is like this: that Hektish is like the Imam of Shach. If it's Pachos Meshava Pruta that you're earning and you're using that to pay for your mezainus, so that belongs to the master, that Pachos Meshava Pruta. Because whatever's not hekesh belongs to him. Elamai, you're waiting it to reach Shabbat Pruta when it comes to Hekdesh. So then it's Hekdesh's money. Why are you taking Hekdesh's money? What's your right to borrow money for Hadafah and then use that to pay back a loan that you borrowed for food? Who said you could do such a thing? Either Manavshach, either belongs to Hekdesh, it belongs to the master. What do you have a right? Sok to Gemara, Hekdesh gufa nichalei, kehecha delashabeach avdei. That Hekdesh itself is nichalei, kehecha delashabeach avdei. In order that the Eved should get worth more, he's eating nicely, he gets his value goes up, and therefore the Hekdesh is happy for this Eved to eat for Hadafa. He's happy about that, and therefore, in the Baal also, the master also allows this money to go to him, because whatever is good for Hekdesh is good for the master. As the Rambam Shif explains, whatever is good for Hekdesh, the master agrees. So now the Gemara just takes a little break to ask a question that we spoke about before. Oysa upareya, he does work and he pays back his loan. Kama kama karshle, how does that work? It's all Hekdesh. And for the Gemara, bepachos meshava pruta. He earns less than Shavu Pruta, and Rashi explains that Hekdesh is not chal less than Shavu Pruta. Therefore, that's his money. And like we spoke out before from Ram Shif, it's his money because the master agrees to that. And if it's his money, and he pays back his alva to pay back for his extra food, that Hekdesh is nichalei, and therefore that's why it works. Now, Tosis is a little different pshat than why. Tosis says, really, Hekdesh could be chal pachos Shavu Pruta. But here we say it's the das of the Makdish that only things that are Shavu Pruta should be chal. That's the das of the Makdish, and that's why it's Pachos Pruta is not chal. It's totally das of Makdish. According to Rashi, it's totally in Be'etzem. According to Tosfos, it's totally in das Makdish.